from Indonesia to the world.
I wanna love you too.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Its name is quite unique, Kwetubit or Pinch Cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kwetubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kue cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kue cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kue cubit. Both have delicious taste.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy.
kalau dilama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini. Meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali, bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang Maha tahu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
What?
fruit is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting months. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad!
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
For listening, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia here from Indonesia to the world, and we're still gonna be here to come to you and give you so many wonderful information. And one of the information that really interested for you today is actually our weather forecast, right? So if you're in several parts of Jakarta, especially if you are living in Jakarta, or perhaps you're in another country, well, Jakarta is raining, right? It's not raining yet this morning, but if you are there in your country right now, I believe maybe you have like a snow time, or you got some summer, or just rainy days, just like we have here in Indonesia. So I'm gonna give you a glance if you are planning to visit Indonesia, especially Jakarta. If you are here already right now, it's gonna have a light rain, especially in Kepulauan Seribu, Thousand Island, and Thousand Island will be have a light rain with the minimum humidity of 80% and with the temperature average about 26 until 28 degrees Celsius. And in central Jakarta, we're also going to have a light rain here with the temperatures average about 25 until 30 degrees Celsius and humidity about 72%, of course. And if you are in North Jakarta, North Jakarta parts will be like light rain as well, where the temperatures average about 26 until 29 degrees Celsius and with the humidity about 75%. And if you are in Jakarta, in the western part of Jakarta, it will have also a light rain with a minimum temperature of 25 until 30 degrees Celsius with a humidity of about 72%. And if you're the southern part of Jakarta, it will have a light rain as well, with the temperatures average about 25 until 31 degrees Celsius, and with the humidity about 70%. And last but not least, if you are in eastern part of Jakarta, it will also have a light rain, with the temperatures average about 25 until 30 degrees Celsius, and of course with the humidity about 68 to 93%. So if you are in several parts of Jakarta, as I mentioned, of course, planning, or perhaps you are planning to go to several parts of Jakarta, or you already here in Jakarta, well, I believe you have to be aware, prepared everything that you need. Definitely, if it's raining, umbrella and a raincoat is a must thing that you must carry today, because in several parts of Indonesia also, we got a light rain until hard rain in several parts of Indonesia. So don't forget to always bring your tools, okay? We're right back with you with more info and also great music closer. But before that, listen, of course, I'm going to give you one of our wonderful songs to listen. I got Fade to Black featuring Audrey with Saat Hujan. What are you doing when it's raining?
Thank you. Hai banyak hal dari setetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun, menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun. Buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup jejak rindu. Basah meredam karena kau datupan emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bumi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras air yang turun, menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Can you feel my heartbeat? Can you feel it, baby? I want you to know that I love you.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Wushu, or known as Barongsai in Indonesia, is a dance with the performers in a lion costume dancing mimicking the movement of a lion. That is why it's also called lion dance. According to the Chinese traditional belief, lion is a symbol of courage, power, wisdom and excellence. The lion dance is performed to exorcise the ghost and evil spirit. Therefore, there will be lion dances during important events like a grand opening of a restaurant, establishing a temple, or even during the Chinese New Year. The lion dance is hoped to chase away not only the spirit but also bad luck.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So, stay tuned. In the borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetabuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Music has become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak Anu Bulatan mit balap mit balas tangan ku kuna dat na basa na utok na manang na kaut na buchit na ngimu na kaway na ngaji deng ngagah ng mujak ng suk ng moy mo imaw mo musik mo mao mo kutkabaw krit kami krit kuda da so raja so nyama so tuat so aja kalek aja sina aja blana manug ipok ng babi ng adat basa bukun na sukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimu na kop na agup bukun tay bukun na mate siya masih abi hume abi utku tabu manak hume tabu manak nuak manug so gudak gudak sango gudang teanak manug gudak kusik manug so gudak jepang gudak mereka manug tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua he nuk adat nuk bahasa baku nahti da syukup da uluk da budet da de nuk tilah pama.
Only after this is done the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pumang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers to hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Tabuhan gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tu.
The tabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Ketabuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing the sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikau, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia. In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugay, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Waktu kau beri dari nol. Persobakan metanoia jadi kota. Sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru. Bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa. Kuputuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang pun hapuskan rasa-rasa. Segala badai ombak hidup lalu reda. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yeah.
Mengusir hampa ternyata kau mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa.
Engkau yang kupuja.
Morning here in Jakarta, well, listen about if you are going to have a lot of activities outside your home or your office in your country, maybe don't forget to always check out our social media account, right? I think that's what everybody will do, especially when they were waking up in the morning. What they took the first time is actually their phones, just to check what is going on. And that's been going on right now is a buzz of in social media, has been a buzz with discussions regarding the exchange rate of the Indonesian rupiah against the US dollar. There's a screenshot circulating widely online shows the rupiah at a rate of 8,000 rupiah a dollar. This rate is actually significantly different from the actual exchange rate, because according to Bloomberg data, the closing exchange rate on Friday on January 31st, 2025 was at 16,304 rupiah per US dollar. However, as of 6:47 p.m. Jakarta time on Saturday on February 1st, 2025, Google still displayed the incorrect information. But responding to queries about the discrepancies, Ramdan Denny Prakoso, head of the Bank Indonesia Communication Department, provided a written response. And he said that the USDR, USD or US dollar, and against the rupiah exchange rate level of around 8,100 rupiah as shown on Google is inaccurate. So according to Danny, Bank Indonesia's data recorded the rupiah exchange rate at 16,312 rupiah per US dollar on January 31st, 2025. The reason behind Google's and inaccurate data remains unclear, but it could be a technical glitch or just something more.
Transang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Transang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Transang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Transang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Transang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubuy Bulan. The Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubuy Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!
Bubuy bulan, sangrai bentang.
business. President Prabowo to issue regulation on harvested dry grain price. President Prabowo asked Army to focus on food security. Here's the complete details. President Prabowo Subianto stated on Monday that he is set to issue a government regulation establishing a minimum purchase price, or HPP, to harvested dry grain at 6,500 rupiah per kilogram. This measure aims to prevent rice mills operators from purchasing rice grain from farmers at prices below this threshold. President Prabowo Subianto instructed the Indonesian Army or TNI AD to focus on food security efforts to strengthen food storage in the regions. Prabowo issued the directive to Army officials during a leadership meeting at Balai Kartini on Monday. He joined the meeting via video conferencing. That was the news.
Mungkinkah adanya api cinta antara kita? Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya benih-benih cinta? Hari demi hari berlalu, raguku dibuatmu beribu tanya di hati. Apakah dirimu rasakan yang sama? Mungkinkah